But first, with it says in the papers, here's John S. Doyle.
A shocking photograph of two women wounded in an explosion outside Kabul airport yesterday dominates the front pages of the Irish Times, Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail. It's credited to Wakil Kosar. "Lucky to be alive," says the headline in the Mail, over a report that 60 people were killed by the suicide bomb, including 12 US soldiers. The Irish Independent says that 73 died, though, as you may have heard in the bulletin, the number has now risen. The Examiner and Independent concentrate on the fears that are mounting for Irish citizens and residents who have been left stranded in Afghanistan after the Irish rescue team flew out from Kabul airport with 26 citizens, according to the Examiner. 18 Irish people were on board a military plane parked on the runway at Kabul airport with its doors open when a massive bomb rocked the Afghan capital, writes Kevin Doyle in The Independent. The flight was the first to be given the go-ahead for departure after the bomb, he says. The Times reports that an affiliate of the Islamic State terrorist group, identified as Islamic State Khorasan Province, carried out the suicide and gun attack at the airport. And it quotes US President Joe Biden as promising in a televised address to hunt down those responsible for the attack and make them pay. The Independent, in an editorial, comments that Mr. Biden will feel the political shockwaves from the deadly blasts. Of deeper concern to the wider world is that we may be witnessing the establishment of a jihadi state in Afghanistan, says the writer. The Examiner says that yesterday's carnage was a grim warning of what lies ahead. Some papers look elsewhere for their lead stories. The Irish Daily Star leads with a visit by its reporter John Kearns to Fuengirola, where Dublin man Gerard Hutch was arrested last week. "We lift the lid on Monk's life in Spain," says the paper. "I'd drink 11 bottles an hour," that admission by Roy Keane about nights out when he was playing at Manchester United, gives the Irish Daily Mirror its lead story. The French president's visit to Ireland yesterday makes two front pages. The Times says that during talks, he and the Taoiseach agreed on Brexit, an EU response to the Afghan refugee crisis, and a series of bilateral issues. However, there were differences on an international minimum corporation tax rate. The Examiner reports that Emmanuel Macron softly pushed for the Irish state to ensure that Ian Bailey was extradited to France to face trial for the murder of the French woman Sophie Tuscon Duplantier. He said Mr. Bailey would get a new trial if he was extradited. Micheál Martin described the murder as a terrible stain in terms of our country, but said the government does not interfere with the judicial process. Ian Bailey's solicitor is also quoted, saying that his client has always maintained his innocence.
John S. Doyle with It Says in the Papers.